This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 38 for Friday, August 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures chrono contracts are higher on Friday, bouncing back from declines for most of the trading session. The November contract is up $1.90 at $4.99.10 per ton. The January contract is up $2.10 at $5.07.10 per ton. Chicago soy oil is retreating from Thursday's strong showing. European rapeseed is lower as well, but there are gains in Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is higher this afternoon. The loonie is at 76.32 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 76.17. A trader speculates the combining of canola is picking up momentum in many areas of the prairies, leading to some harvest pressure. However, he notes yields are not as good as anticipated earlier this summer. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola are nearly 253,000 tons for the week ending August 23rd. Canola exports are more than 167,000 tons, and domestic usage is at 5,800 tons. Stats Canada reports farm cash receipts total $16.7 billion in the second quarter of 2020 for an increase of 5.2%. The increase is due to gains in receipts for lentils, canola, and cannabis. Saskatchewan leads the country in crop receipts at almost $927 million, followed by Alberta at nearly $197 million. Manitoba lost the most, dropping by about $39.5 million. The International Grain Council is calling for about 1.17 billion tons of corn in the council's latest monthly production report released Thursday. The carryout remains at 288 million tons. The council is also upping world soybean production to 373 million tons, with the carryover at 52 million. World wheat production is expected to rise to 763 million tons, with ending stocks of 294 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The November contract is up 8.5 cents at 950.5 per bushel. October soy oil is down by about 0.2 of a cent at 33.10 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up $6.40 at $3.04.10 per hundredweight. Corn futures are steady to higher on Friday, with the December contract up a penny at $3.59 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the December contract down 2 cents at $2.68 per bushel. Wheat futures are steady to lower on Friday. Chicago December is down 2 cents at $5.49. Kansas City December is unchanged at $4.72. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down a penny at $5.40. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, August 28th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.